As a homeowner, I can't help myself. I'm always thinking about fixing this and changing that. For the money, for the beauty, for the knowledge and the peace of mind. It's about time for the Love My Renovation Project with Mike Young.
Hello there, this is Mike Young. Welcome to Love My Renovation Project, where we discuss all things regarding renovation projects, whether it's either the FHA 203K, the Home Style Renovation Mortgage by Fannie Mae, and the newer VA renovation loan products, to name a few. If you haven't already heard from some time ago, the VA started a renovation project, or a program rather, up to $35,000 that requires a consultant. And you can use the FHA 203K consultants. The latest word on the street is they now come up with a much larger program allowing more work to be included in the mortgage. So that's a good thing. So a veteran buying a 100% financed property can now get the money to fix it up. That's pretty cool. Well, most of the 203Ks go off without a hitch from time to time. You may find yourself with no one to talk to and your problem 203K. And as you call around and talk to the people at the bank, they just tell you it's not their problem. Talk to your consultant. The consultant says, well, it's not my problem. Talk to your contractor. And first thing you know, you've got nobody to talk to. If you find that you're in that ball or that basket, then please give us a call or go online to www.203k911.com. Read through the news and frequently asked questions. You may find that your problem is not that odd or difficult to solve. And anyway, in case you'd like to be part of the show today, you can call us at 888-627-6008, toll free, and ask your renovation question. We're happy to talk about your specific problems or in general, whichever you prefer. And some people don't like to get involved with their particular problem on the air, and that's fine. You can go to 203konline.com, scroll down to the message center, and send us a private email. We'll deal with you on the phone after the show or sometime next week, and be happy to do that. So let's get on with the show for today. Welcome. We appreciate you being here. This week, we had some interesting emails, questions. People don't like to get on and talk about them too much, but they'll email us. Just when you think nobody's listening, you get a bunch of emails. And one of the emails that came in was very timely this week, and it says, can we use the FHA 203K program to renovate our manufactured home? Well, actually, you can, provided the home is built on or after July 1st, 1976. And what we're finding out now is that many, many homes out there are built in the 90s, early 2000s, are about ready for renovating. They might need a roof, or they might need just some general updating. So all this is possible with the FHA 203K. And a new product just came out by Fannie Mae. They have a manufactured home renovation product now, too. But we observed one recently where the park owned the home and for whatever reason wanted them updated. So they, before they put it back out there and tried to sell it again, they're trying to upgrade the park somewhat, and they have been wanting to find a way to sell that home and get the money to renovate it, and it's ideal for this people. A lot of people are removing the wall between the kitchen and the living room and giving it more open feeling and modern feeling. But the problem has been for years that most lenders won't touch them. That is to say, that will be your biggest issue, is finding a lender willing to do that, to actually renovate or allow you money to renovate a home. Now, having said that, in California specifically, there is a company called Manufactured Home Mortgage. He calls himself California Specialist in Manufactured Homes. And he closes escrow in 30 to 45 days, very similar to a home. It's not, it's personal property transfer. It's not a typically a land transfer, but it can be. And they do have slightly different rules. So, but John Hendrickson, I met him, I don't know, it's been a couple of years ago at a home show. He was introduced to me, and when I found out that he did these manufactured homes, it was a blessing because we're always looking for new ways to serve our clients. Now, this new product by Fannie Mae should open up a few more lenders and make it possible for them to do this. And we've located another lender altogether who's been doing manufactured homes for years. And he's willing to make loans and is approved in all 50 states. So if you have a manufactured home and they need renovation, now you can get that whole thing financed just like an FHA 203K or Homestyle loan. Now, in California, there are it's typically harder to find lenders willing to loan on these because they're typically smaller and quite a bit smaller loan amounts than a real estate transaction. And the work is the same, but we do have several lenders now that will work in California on these lower loan amounts. So manufacturers' homes are now eligible. The current loan-to-value ratio requirements in place for manufactured housing will apply. The total funds for renovation are limited to the lesser of 50% of the as-completed appraised value, or $50,000, whichever is less. Now, let me say that again. For if you're thinking about manufactured housing, you can go to the lesser of 50% of the as-completed value. So if you've got an as-completed value of $87,000, let's say $90,000, then the maximum renovation you're going to be able to borrow is $45,000, 50%. It's either the lesser of $50,000 or the lesser of 50% of the as-completed appraised value. So the limit on eligible renovation funds for a purchase transaction has been increased to 75% of the lesser of acquisition plus renovation costs. 75% of the acquisition plus renovation. So if you got an acquisition price of $50,000 and you're going to renovate for another $25,000, that's $75,000 becomes your maximum loan amount. Lenders may release material draws at the beginning of the project for these projects, which is a blessing in disguise. So the purpose in acquiring materials, it's for the purpose of acquiring materials, and they can go up to 50% of the total upfront material costs. A portion of this 50% may be used to pay expenses associated with architectural design fees, permits, whatever else you might have to do. The Homestyle Completion Certificate for the Fannie Mae product has been retired. The appraisal update and or completion report is required now instead. So a 442. Anyway. Well, one of the emails we got today, or this week rather, was we found the perfect house. It's exactly what we wanted. It's in the neighborhood we wanted. But we were hoping for a swimming pool, and there was no pool at this house. Is it possible? Can we add a swimming pool with the FHA 203K? Well, the short answer to that is no. But before you hang up, the Fannie Mae Homestyle program, the Fannie Mae Homestyle Renovation Mortgage, does allow swimming pools to be added. The FHA product does not allow you to do any what they call luxury items or barbecue stations and that kind of thing. But with the Fannie Mae, you can also do that. You can do wood decks, barbecues. We just did one last summer that had a swimming pool surround with stamped concrete and or coolcrete, I should say, and a barbecue station. It was beautiful. And it was all done with the Fannie Mae product, and that's the only renovation. There was one small thing we had to fix inside the house, and that was they didn't have smoke detectors, of all things, in the bedrooms. So we added that, and I believe there was a GFCI, a ground fault circuit interrupter, that we had to put in one of the bathrooms. But other than that, the entire scope of work was putting in a pool. That was the main thrust of it. So let's see, where were we? Get back to my notes here. It was fascinating actually watching them dig a big hole in the ground and do all the plumbing and then bring a big plastic or fiberglass swimming pool on a bed, truck bed, and set it in place with a crane. It was fascinating to me. So anyway, also Fannie Mae has recently come out with a new product that allows for only a 3% down payment. So up till now, you got the VA product, which is 100% financing, no pool. And then you have the FHA product, which is 3.5% down payment. And I guess Fannie Mae had a 5% product, 5% down, and now they've come out with their 3% down payment to be more competitive with FHA. Okay, last week, the second email we got was from a teacher who had heard our show last week. She's a high school teacher, and she heard about a program for teachers to purchase FHA foreclosures at a big discount. Is that true? Well, this past week, we've had several teachers. They must have been listening to the last week's show because they've emailed us and ask us about these programs, and we'd love to hear it. So how teachers can gain access to homes with a 50% discount off the appraised value is simply this. It's called the Good Neighbor Next Door program, and more specifically, Teacher Next Door. The Good Neighbor Next Door program engulfs the Teacher Next Door, Officer Next Door programs. Anybody that wears a badge to work pretty much can qualify for the officer next door. This is because we want, they're in target neighborhood, targeted neighborhoods where we want to see officers coming and going in their police cars and so forth. So it's typically redevelopment areas. But recently we had one in Redding, California, that was identified on the HUD website as a teacher next door, and we had a teacher ready to buy it, and lo and behold, it was marked wrong. It turned out that they could not buy it under the the teacher next door program. So let's see, where are we? Went down here. The next Good Neighbor Next Door programs, we used to use a lot of these back in the early 90s, mid 90s rather, and late 90s. So if you're a teacher and you are typically K to 12 years old, I imagine that college teachers should be eligible as well. They found that teachers like to help the kids. And they just can't help themselves. So they offer a 50% discount. Now to get that, you have to be very careful. You have to get a knowledgeable realtor, and that realtor will get on the HUD foreclosures and help you find the house that you're looking for in a desired neighborhood where the program functions. And if the home is listed or appraised at $250,000, and you know you're going to get a 50% discount, so you immediately bid $300,000 so you can outbid everybody by $50,000, knowing that you're going to get a big discount. Well, oops, that is not the case. For every dollar you bid over the appraised value, you have to add that difference to your down payment and bring it in cash. So instead of coming in with 3.5% down, you have to pay $50,000 plus 3.5% down. Therefore, don't do it. That's why you need a knowledgeable realtor to make that offer for you. What I would suggest to ensure that you get the property when you bid, so it's listed at $250,000. They take bids. All of a sudden, you come in there at $250,001 or $250,050. Something that you can won't break the bank, and you might even have in your pocket to be able to get them. And you'll beat most of any unknowledgeable or ill prepared other bidder. And once you go to checkout, that's when you identify that you're a teacher, and that's when you get the 50% discount. The 50% discount is your money after you've lived there 3 years, typically. If your company moves you to another location, then you might still be able to keep that, but you need to check with HUD at that time. So this is very important, and it's good to have these things, these programs for our officers and teachers next door programs. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a short break. Remember, if you want to be part of the show, call us at 888-627-6008, toll free. We'll be right back after this short break, so stay tuned.
.com. If you're having issues with your renovation project, we may be able to assist you. It's nice to know you have a knowledgeable person on your side. We recently had a client that had a lender telling them that the problem wasn't theirs, but it was the correspondent lender's. Ultimately, they agreed it was their problem and remedied the issue quickly. Most issues have been handled without a fee. Visit 203K911.com now and let's fix your problems.
Hey, this is Mike Young. Welcome back. Again, if you want to be part of the show, you can call us at 888-627-6008, toll free, and be part of the show with us. Now, let's get back to where we were. We had an interesting call, a couple of them last week, that I thought were interesting, and they both said the same thing, and they said, just exactly what do you expect to see at the final inspection, Mr. Young? Do we have to be finished with everything? Yes, you have to be finished with everything. I don't know what make you think that you wouldn't have to do something. If you have a 203K project or a home style, whatever, you have a scope of work, and you get paid each draw for the work that is completed. Not the work that you will have completed in a couple more hours, but the work you have completed at the time of the inspection. So forever, I've told clients, get the work finished. If it's the final, get it all finished before you call and set up that inspection. But you know contractors, they're working at the last minute. They want to be sure and get paid the minute they're finished. So in last week, we had a call from a homeowner and a contractor on different jobs asking this question. Just what do you expect to see? Well, I expect to see nobody there except the contractor and the homeowner. I expect to see the dumpster gone. I don't want to see it. I want to see the driveway swept and cleaned and a house is ready to move into. If they've had a major renovation or a room addition, I don't want to see anything that looks like somebody's still working. Well, even when they called me and I told them that, one of these houses came, we did a draw, I went out to do a draw, and here's the porta potty sitting in the front driveway. So I can't get a finished picture of the project, you know, as it was ready to occupy. And the work was a room addition. So he walked over, met the contractor out front. He was sitting in his truck. So I pulled up, he got out of the car, and we walked around the side of the house to the room addition. The grading hadn't been done because there was too much water there. He said, well, we'll get that tomorrow. We're going to bring some fill in here and take care of that. I said, today's the draw. Not tomorrow. Today is the draw. So I can't sign this off until tomorrow. You should have waited till you had it all done and then called me as I instructed you to with you when you called yesterday. He said, well, yeah, I know, but it's not that important. I said, yes, it is important that we get the project completely done, 100%. In the old days, we'd go out to do the final draw, and the home would be like a brand new home ready to show, hand over the keys to the borrower. Today, they have to ask, what do you expect on the final draw? I expect it done. Then when we got inside, he still had people doing the final touch-up paint and so forth, and the tarps were on the floor. And I said, this isn't a final. Gee-many Christmas. So get that house ready to go. Get that ready to move into. On one house we had, can we move in yet was a question. Can we move in? The house is ready on the inside. We'd like to move in this weekend, and it's not up to me. I tell the contractors, you know, it's up to you. If it's, they're not in your way and they can move in and you're finishing the outside, then you decide and they let them in. And the problem with that is once they're in, they're less cooperative. Homeowners can be less cooperative. Anyway, the next big question we had last week was, do you want the borrower and the contractor at the site for the initial inspection? So we get a new order, and the lender calls up or the loan officer and says, do you want the borrower and the contractor there? Well, actually, I prefer to be the first person on the job with the homeowner. It's my job as a consultant to create a specification of repairs, an SOR, specification of repairs, with only the borrower or the client with me. The contractor's there. I know I'm going to spend an extra hour on the site answering contractor questions, and that's not why I'm there. This is our initial inspection with the homeowner, with the borrower, the buyer, if you will, if it's a purchase project. Typically, the contractor's there. They want to know how they're going to get paid, and they want to know all about questions that are only of interest to them. They're important questions, and I don't mind answering them, but not at the initial inspection. We need to spend that time nailing down the scope of work with the borrower so we have a nice, concise scope of work. So if we have two bids, we've got two contractors who are going to get the exact same list so that there's little room for misinterpretation. Again, if the contractor's there, he's just going to be in the way. I have had contractors there, and they start by taking over the conversation and dragging the client away, and I just say, hold it. This is my appointment. Back up. Contractor, step back out of the way. When I'm finished here, you're welcome to take him and take as much time as you want, but I want him exclusively for the first 20 minutes so I can do my consultation. Now, not every consultant does it the same way. Some consultants would rather have the contractor there first, get his bid, and they merely copy his bid into the paperwork, and that becomes your scope. So it's not the way it's supposed to be done, and it's not the way we do it. If the if they insist on bringing the contractor out, then I ask that the contractor shows up about an hour after I start. So if our appointment is at 9:30 in the morning, about 10:30 the contractor can show up. Many times they'll have the contractor out there before us, and he'll already have seen the property, and he's wanting to ask questions while I'm trying to see the property. So it's just not a good situation. We need to do our due diligence for the client's benefit. Now, when we go through and we work with the client to create a scope of work, we give them a bid, an independent bid on that project. We're never going to do the work. It's not about doing the work. It's giving you a viable bid so that the homeowner has a reasonable expectation as to what it's going to cost to do this job. Now, when they get their bid in, or two bids in, they have something to compare it to, and it empowers them. I love the story that I've been telling now for a couple of years, but we did a bid for a young lady in Marin County, California, a little town of San Rafael, and our bid was $159,000, and she said, don't worry about it, I got a contractor. And just give us your scope. So we provided the scope, and we give them a bid of $159,000, and we did it in 4.5 days. Her contractor took 4.5 weeks or 5 weeks, and he provided a bid. Again, ours was $159,000. Hers was $298,000. And that was not a pretty picture, because the client indicated that, you know, our Do you even know what you're doing? Because our $159,000 bid, the project was very viable, but at $200,000 or $298,000, it was not. It could not be done. She couldn't afford it. So we got another bid, and that second bid came in at $161,000, just $2,000 different than our bid. At that point, she realized her contractor was trying to rip her off. Well, that's not true. He may not have been trying to rip her off. He may have just been going with the his subcontractors and waiting for them to bid, and whatever they bid, he just put his markup on top of it. But he didn't try to be competitive with anything. So that's what happens. He did not realize she had someone like us watching her back, and she got the job done for $161,000. Okay, what happens when the contractor is brought to the job first? I don't like that personally, because they quite often miss something, and it's very difficult for them to add that to the thing they missed. When we say, oh, you got to add this, that, and the other thing, they said, no, I've already bid that job. I spent all the time on that job I'm going to spend, and I don't want to do any more. It's not fair if you look at what you're doing to the client. It's not fair to the client if you bring the contractor out there first. He gets a contractor's bid for a scope of work, and they sign him up, and he signs the contract, and lo and behold, they bring the consultant in. Well, the way I look at a 203K or any renovation project is it's like a team sport, and you can't let the contractors run down the field, you know, 2, 3, 4 weeks before the consultant's brought in on it. It's just not right. It's just not fair. Nothing good about it can come. So what we do is we should be running down the field at the same time. Contractor's going to take 2 or 3 weeks to put his bid together in most cases. Now, you got some good contractors that can put something together much faster than that, and that's great. They're used to the 203K. They can get their bid in and out. All well and good. So anyway, we have some more to continue in this vein, but we need to take a break. Remember, if you want to be part of the program, please feel free to call us at 888-627-6008. Toll free. We'll be right back after a short break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Thinking of becoming a 203K consultant? Contact us to see if you qualify. Home inspectors, contractors, architects, and engineers most likely qualify. Create an additional profit center using your existing knowledge base. For more information, visit 203ksoftware.com, and you'll be glad you did.
Hey, welcome back. This is Mike Young with the Love My Renovation Project. We talk about everything about renovation projects, good, bad, and otherwise, problems you might run into. Makes you a little smarter when you actually run into them to know how to handle them. One of the big questions we always get every week by somebody is, can I get some upfront money? You know, we got the loan closed. I need some upfront money to get started. Well, as a consultant for the last 24 years, we've actually put a disclosure into our bid specifications that the contractor has to sign. And in doing so, he acknowledges that there's no upfront money. And yet they still ask us. I said, you remember what you signed? We told you there's no upfront money, but here you are asking for it. Well, so to do that, the contractor has to be pretty well healed. He's got to have credit or money, cash, to cover at least 10% of the project. And if he's got five of these going on, that's 10% of each project. Now, if it's five different lenders, then I guess they may not know about the other loan, the other project that he's got, but it'd be a good question for them to ask, wouldn't it? Each draw is supposed to happen about 30 days apart and 30 days from the close of escrow. So some contractors will jump out there and put in a draw request a day or two after it starts for some small amount just to see how long it takes to get it, and that can be a big mistake. And the reason for it is because they're not in the system. It's going to take longer than it will if they just wait 2 or 3 weeks, get in the system, and then do their first draw. They're going to get a better reading. But some lenders will follow the guideline and let you get money for cabinets up front and finished flooring, particularly once they're both delivered and on site. That's a no-brainer. We can pay for them in full for materials once they're stored on site. Again, most lenders will advance up to 50% deposit paid directly to the supplier for windows, carpeting, cabinetry. So if your cabinet maker wants a 50% deposit up front when he takes that custom cabinet order, then we can usually accommodate that. What we're finding here in Northern California, because of all the Napa fires, we've had a lot of fires here in California last year, and the construction is booming. We had over 3,500 structures in Northern California and about the same amount in Southern California that are totally destroyed, and they're trying to get those rebuilt. Well, they're using all the resources. Prices are going sky high. So if you got the job bid 3 months ago and it takes 3 months to close your loan, you may find that those prices aren't any good anymore. We got a project going on right now where the contractor, he wasn't going to put up any upfront money. Well, why'd you take the job knowing that there's no upfront money? Because you didn't believe it? You didn't think it was true? You know, that's why we go over this in detail with our contractors. We do not want them to be hurt in any way, but they also have to be responsible enough to understand what we're having them sign. Right now, we have one that's the project's been at a standstill till the cabinets got delivered. It was very, very poor planning on the contractor's part. And because of all the work in Napa, taking all the resources, these cabinet makers are getting a little bit, they want to get a little independent, I guess is the word I'm looking for. They get independent and they want 100% of their money up front in some cases, 100% of the cabinet money for those custom cabinets before they'll even start building them. And that has, it's working for them because it's slowing their business down enough that they can keep up with it. We had a project where another consultant started the project. And the lender got his report and he tossed out the original scope of work, called it inadequate and unacceptable. Then they brought us in on it to see if we couldn't clean up the file and get the loan closed. In this case, the contractor provided a gross bid. The consultant didn't have a clue as to what he was supposed to do. And he didn't break it down according to the work write-up according to HUD's guideline. But the contractor bid it room by room because the lender told him to. Now, you bid it by room, but you also have to break it down into the categories that the 35 categories that HUD has for their 203K program. So what this contractor did, he says the bathroom one is going to cost $17,000 to fix. And then he gave a list, but not a breakdown, of all the things he was going to fix for $17,000. Going to get new flooring, new tile shower surrounds, going to get new vanity, all electric, all plumbing. But these each have a section, and we have to break it down. But the doing it that way and the consultant being green and not knowing what he was doing, he took that and lumped it under the bathroom accessories section. So he had bathroom accessories, 17,000 bathroom one, bathroom accessories, bathroom two, 15,000. Totally ridiculous. We had to take that and break the electrical out of it, still identifying it was for bathroom one, but bathroom one electric went in the electric section, bathroom one plumbing went in the plumbing section, and so forth. Those are the little things. So you want to be sure whenever you're looking at doing an FHA 203K or Homestyle that you get somebody with a little bit of experience. And we all know that you can't always get somebody with experience, but find out what they've done to ensure that they're going to give you a decent job. Used to be, if you, in the appraisal world, USPAP, Universal Standards of Professional Appraisal Practice, said that if you don't have the ability, the qualification to do a specific job, that you had to identify that right up front. Hey, I don't know what I'm doing, but this is what I've done to learn. And you explain that in your report so that everybody's satisfied that what you've done is going to be adequate to get the job done. Okay, so I just want to remind you that if you're having any problems at all with your 203K or other type renovation project, and you need someone to talk to that's knowledgeable and on your side, try us at 203K911.com. That's 203K911.com. We've already helped hundreds of people, and many of them with no fee at all. We find that 99% of the problems out there are a lack of communication or a cease in communication between the homeowner and the contractor. For one reason or another, they just stop talking. Well, we never provide legal advice. However, if you have an attorney, we have talked to attorneys on occasion and brought them up to speed on what we know that will help them get this thing done. But we do provide common sense advice with a knowledgeable background of the problems of the guide and the guidelines. So just remember that we're here to help you, and that if you we can't help you if you don't ask. So don't be shy, always ask. Let's see what time we got time. Okay, we can get into this next section. I got a couple calls last week from a lender and a homeowner. Let me double check something here real quick. Sorry about that. We were talking about What we're getting our final inspection this week, and the contractor called and says, exactly what do you expect from me? What do you want to see on that final inspection? Well, this is a non-question. There shouldn't be a question. We want everything on the scope of work completed. It's that simple. Homeowner question came in similar. Hey, you know, the contractor's getting his final draw. I just want to know what you expect, Mr. Young. I said, well, what do you expect as a homeowner? Oh, I expect it finished. And I said, well, why would I expect something different? It's interesting. I just don't want to see that dumpster and all that stuff out in front of the house. I want it to be ready to move in. I want you to have total enjoyment and free reign of your house. That did sound familiar. So, okay, moving on. Let's see. Okay. I had an interesting call a couple weeks ago, actually, and then they called last week and reminded me. Why didn't you wait for me? You said your inspection was between 10 and 11 a.m., and I got there at 11:05, and you were gone. I said, I hate to tell you this, but I was gone at 10:05. You said you'd be between 10 and 11. I said, yeah, and I always shoot for the first part of that hour, the 10 o'clock one. And that 10 to 11 is for us to have some leeway because of traffic and whatnot. We will be there preferably at 10, hopefully at 10 if the traffic allows. With 10:15, 10:30, we can be up there up till 11. If I'm going to be beyond 11, I'll call you and let you know. But I expect the same courtesy from you as a homeowner and a contractor. That window of time is for our convenience, not your convenience. We expect you there. If the appointment is 10 to 11, we expect you to be there at 10. In this case, I pulled up at 10 o'clock. Nobody was on the site. The door was locked. I got in the car. I just left. Get on to the next inspection. So that's the way it works. Building inspectors will give you a 4, and most of them give you an 8-hour window. We'll be there sometime Wednesday. End of story. There's no haggling with them. That you don't like that, we'll be there Thursday. No, we want you there Wednesday. We got to get this thing signed off so we can get to the next process or next point in the process. But the window of time is for the inspector's convenience, not the borrower or the contractor's convenience. We got the one the other day, and the homeowner never did show up. So what do you say about that? You never know if they're going to be there or if they're not going to be there. And we can't just wait hoping that you guys are going to show up and you hadn't forgotten about the meeting altogether. So anyway, we are going to take another short break, and then we'll wrap this thing up in the next segment. Remember, if you want to be part of the program, call us at 888-627-6008, toll free. We'll be right back after a short break.
We know which lenders are all talk and which ones can actually close your loans faster. You can depend on our consultants for the facts before you choose a lender. There are many lenders who will tell you they need 60 to 90 days to close a renovation loan. Those aren't the ones to choose. A 203K can close as fast as a 203B, unless the lender is trying to play all the possible positions on the field. The 203K is a team sport, and you should have the team members that know what to do. If your LO is constantly calling the consultant to see how is it going, you may want to reevaluate that member. Each member has a job. Let them perform their part while you perform yours. The countdown doesn't start until the lender gets your financial information. Visit 203K911.com. We know what to do. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. This is Mike Young with the Love My Renovation Project. Glad to have you here today. Not every project is a blessing. We don't love everyone we run into. Some of them have problems, but I always tell anybody getting into the 203K, whether you're a loan officer or a realtor and you're doing your first 203K, if it's a bear, if it's a problem one, if it takes for a long time to get it closed, look at why. Because sometimes it has nothing to do with the 203K. It's financial issues. It's getting the paperwork turned in to get the loan started. It's not always because it's a 203K. Typically, you're going to have about 1% to 2% that are problem 203Ks. And that's too bad. They shouldn't be. But it happens. If you happen to get one of those right out of the chute, it kind of dulls your senses for the 203K. But realize that there's 1% to 2% is not bad. And if you get one or two that are the first two you get and they're both a pain in the yin-yang, then just realize that you're going to have another 98 that are going to go smooth and without a hitch. Got a call from a good friend of mine, that realtor, who had not done in the 203K recently, and he says, I don't know what the company's doing, but we're advertising and we're getting orders. She said, I got two for you for next week. So here he is, hadn't done one in over a year, and all of a sudden he's got two coming in this week, and it looks like he's going to have two to three a week now from now on for a while, according to him. So let's get back and talk a little bit more about the financing. This manufactured home mortgage was telling me that they printed up a nice little flyer that says the loan process is typically 30 to 45 days. And some loans can be processed in 15 to 30 days, but typically it's a little longer. And with the renovation as part of it, you can probably count on the 30 to 45 being the more towards the normal. The purchase of a mobile home or manufactured home is typically served through what is called an escrow. And the escrow is a third-party company, like a title company, that handles all the documentation and the funds between the buyer, sellers, and the financial institution. If you're financing a property, you must transact through an escrow company in California. Now, in the North Carolina, we use lawyers, attorneys, rather than title companies. So it just depends on what part of the country you are and what is the norm for that part. A manufactured housing lender requires an appraisal. And this is going to be provided by a certified professional to determine the value of the home. And there's a fee associated with that. And the buyer pays that fee up front at the time directly to the appraiser at the time of the appraisal, at the time of that initial inspection by the appraiser. The lending institution can finance all or a portion of the escrow fees in most cases. Manufactured home loan is a full document transaction. That means that you're going to have all the lending institution will be required to verify the applicant's employment history, taxes, blah, blah, blah. We just bought one recently, and it's a second home. And it's much easier when you're just not having to finance anything. But occasionally, a lending institution will request a verification or a document that needs something that's specific to your transaction alone. The emphasis here that some things change. Empire Homes is the name of his company here. They pride themselves on the ability to function and overcome these situations. But John Hendrickson has been in this business for more than 20 years. I don't want to say more than 40 years, but he's been around a long time and very, very knowledgeable. Good to deal with, nice personality. And if you've used them, I'm sure that you're going to love your service that you get there. Okay, next situation. Let's see if we got some more comments here that we haven't responded to. Looking. I'll be done. So, what else do we have this week that we haven't gone over here today? New consultants. We've seen a lot of new consultants getting into the business in the past couple of months. So that means that there's somebody out there selling the product and can't find consultants. It's always a chore to find a good consultant. So we're glad to see the new blood coming in, provided they're trained properly. So when you're looking to choose a consultant, ask them for a sample of their work. Ask them to show you what it is they do and how they do it and about how long it takes to get them to get their finished product. There are some consultants that will turn it around in a day or two. I don't promise that. We don't promise that because it's not reasonable and it's not sustainable. And what I mean by that is that you can't just do every 203K, regardless of size, in 2 days. It's just not possible. We find that in some areas of the country, the loans are very small. The construction is very small. You know, it may only be a $400 or $500 fee to the consultant, which means it's going to be $15,000 to $20,000, or up to $15,000, rather. So you don't want to compare that job to a $500,000 construction project. When you have a $500,000 construction cost, it's going to take you a few more days to put that together over a $15,000 project. And I think that's pretty obvious, but there's some consultants out there that will tell you they'll have that bid for you in 2 days. And then if you shock them and don't have a contractor bid to hand them, they're not going to be able to do that. Not too long ago, we had a homeowner call us and just ask us for a quote. How much? I've got a triplex and the construction is estimated at $75,000. How much would you charge for that write-up? And we gave her a quote and she said, oh, well, okay, I'm going to use this other guy because he quoted $350. And I said, ma'am, nobody's going to do it for $350. The HUD guideline hasn't had a raise for consultants since 1994. That's 24 years we've been at the same price level, and I quoted you right out of the guideline, and here we go, you're telling me the guy's going to do it for $350. That's not true. I mean, he may have quoted you that, but that is not what's going to happen. But I'd be, you know, you're the boss, you get to pick, so enjoy it. Well, lo and behold, about 3 weeks later, I ran across her number and I called her and I said, oh, hey, you know, this is Mike Young. I'd like to ask you about that deal. Did you really do it for $350? And she's, no, you were correct. He charged me $350 as a trip fee to come out that day. And then he billed the $800 and some odd for the job, the same thing you quoted me. And I said, so we would have actually been $350 less expensive than him. She says, yes, sir, that's true. And I'd say I don't know what to tell you. I can't say I told you so, but I knew it couldn't be true because we haven't had a raise in all those years. And if this fee of $800 was typical in 1994, why in 2017 or 2018 would he be giving it away at less than half of that? It just didn't make any sense to me. So anyway, a few days go by and we get a call from a lender. It turns out it's on this same project. And they said, if I send you a hand-drawn sketch, can you draw up an appraiser type sketch for me, at least get it into so it looks a little more professional? And they sent it to me, and I recognized the address right away. And I had to laugh because this consultant charged her $350 more than we, and he couldn't even do anything but a hand-drawn sketch. So that's a shame. It shouldn't be that way, and we don't like to see that. It hurts the industry when you see that kind of thing happening. So just try to be careful when you're ordering a 203K, whether you're a loan officer or a homeowner buying the product. Yeah. Find out what the prices are going to be. Find out what your situation is before you take the plunge. If somebody quotes you a ridiculously low price, like $350 for a work write-up, it's not going to be true. It's just not there. I've had people try to do that. They're not in business anymore. I had one guy that kept discounting everything he did. $1,000 fee, it's a $100,000 project. I'll do it for $500 instead of the $1,000. And one lender hired this guy and started letting him do all of his 203Ks. And it took about 2 weeks before he was calling me and wanting to know, can you fix these up? How much would you charge me to take these over and just do them, fix them up? And I said, the same thing I would have charged you if you'd have called me in the first place. Oh, well, we've already paid this guy $500. I said, yeah, that's too bad. But I didn't get any part of that $500. So anyway, just be careful what you're getting because it may not be adequate for your needs. For a written request, we're happy to provide a sample of our work product so you can see what you're going to get for your money. Typically, the Mike Young team, we put out a product that when the lender sees it for the first time is in awe. They are so happy that their comment is usually this: my goodness, you're doing about an hour's worth of my work with your write-up. Well, good. If we can save you an hour on every project, your loan will close faster, won't it? Yeah, you can spend your time getting the next loan. It's a better use of your time that we provide this information to you. And our competition just doesn't do that. So if you want to close fast, then you need to get hold of somebody on the Mike Young team. Just go to any of our websites, place your order right there. On our order blank, you'll find all of our GFE information that you might ask us for so that you can get your loan closed quickly. But we've been doing this a long time, and we appreciate all of our clients. In the meantime, please join us next Sunday between 1 and 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Next Sunday, I think we'll still be on the air. The Sunday after that, we're going to be recording. We're going to be playing back our team sport tape made in 1998, so you can get a feel for that. But anyway, we'll be on vacation. Our stepson is Teacher of the Year in his backyard, and we're going to go out and help them celebrate. So enjoy, and we'll see you next week.
Tune in every Sunday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time to BBS Radio Station 1 and learn more about making home renovations possible, profitable, and hassle-free. Isn't it time you learned how to make money doing something you loved? Visit 203konline.com now, and let's get your home makeover projects done right.